Sister Sandra and their baby, come.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercy and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, He has seen the Lord's goodness, His mercy and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I have seen the Lord's goodness. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, You have been so good. You are so good. Our Lord, You are excellent. In our lives every day, oh Lord, You are.
Well, we just want to thank you, brethren, for your prayers. It has not been easy anyway. I don't know what to say, but the truth is that we thank you for your prayers. People have been wonderful to us, calls and all the rest of them. We just want to say thank you. It has not been easy. Right from the day my wife took in, I know some people noticed and called. It's like, you've taken him. She was like, no, but finally it was obvious. But we want to thank you for your prayers. Even the day she went to deliver, me and Edward and her, we went, and it was like both of us were together, and we had to call some brethren to pray. Edward was like crying. I was like praying. I said, pray with me now. He will say, he will cry again because we are just standing. But somehow God made it. It was easy. The labor came and it was easy. I don't know what to say. I just want to give God glory for His mercy and His kindness. Brethren, we want to say we love you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. God has really been so good to us. He has been wonderful. And I give Him all the glory and all the adoration. Even when I was pregnant, on the very day I put to bed, He was there with me. There was no stress, no complication. The pain came. Even when I got to the hospital, I told the nurse, because it was around 1 a.m. the labor started. So when I got to the hospital, it was about 2. So when I got there, the nurse checked and was like, I was asking how will I be able to deliver before 5 a.m. It was like, by God's grace. All of a sudden, the baby just came out at about 3 minutes after 3. She was like, the baby wants to come out. Like, so soon. She was like, yes. So it was just like that, and it came out. And since then, there was no complication. We didn't go to hospital for any. After that day, we only come to the hospital for immunization. That's all. We give Him all the glory.
Amen. Praise waited for thee, O Lord, in Zion. and unto thee shall I bow before. Oh, thou shalt flesh come. Hallelujah. Oh, thou shalt flesh come. Hallelujah. So let's know the name of our brother.
Praise the Lord. Well, his name is Neriah Obazinichi. No, Neriah. Neriah is his name. Okay, it means light and the lamp of God. It's the father of Baruch in the Bible.
Yeah. Neriah, what's the second long name?
Obazinichi. It means that wealth is in God.
Amen. So let's come and let's bless this baby. Let us come, please.
Smiling. Amen. Father, we thank you for Neriah Obazinichi. Thank you for him, for giving him to us. Oh God, for blessing our brethren with this fruit. Oh God, we know, Lord, that you have a purpose in your heart. You have a reason, Lord, for which, Lord, you bless them with this baby. Oh God, we first of all pray for them, like that these ones will be faithful. Oh God, that they would hear your voice. They would know your mind for this baby. Lord, you grant them the grace and the strength to give themselves, Lord, to be able to take care of this baby for you, dear Lord. This is our prayer, dear Lord. We bless him, Lord, Father, with all the blessings and all the life that is in this house. We bless you out of Zion.
Amen.
We bless you by the Spirit of God. We plead the blood of Jesus. That blood that we have been called to sprinkle, we sprinkle it lavishly upon you, upon your body, upon your soul, upon your spirit. Let this blood speak on your behalf. Let this blood of Jesus speak on your behalf better than the voice that every other spirit will claim, whether it is the spirit of, from the mother's side or from the father's side. You are born in Zion.
Amen.
You are born in Zion. This is a proper child. Hear ye, ye spirits that will lay claim. Hear ye the word of the Lord. This baby does not belong to you. This baby belongs to Zion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we wipe away every obstacle that will be before this child. We take away every obstacle in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is our prayer. Lord, this child will fulfill the purpose for which you've given him to us. Oh God, we'll bless him. Bless him, Lord, and make him a blessing. Make him a blessing not only to our brother or to our sister. Oh God, make him a blessing, Lord, to your people. Make him a blessing to us, oh God Almighty. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that all that will bless him, Lord, you bless. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. We could see your grace. Oh God, the grace that's upon the Hebrew women. We saw it. We saw it. We saw it. Lord, nothing will divert this one from your eternal plan and purpose. Oh God, thank you, Father. We dedicate him to you. Just place him upon the altar. Give him to you. We'll say, Lord, take him and do that which you desire to do with this child. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. Can we have the bread? So while we are doing that, we'll call in Jerry and his wife.